An actor's life is one long series of auditions, doing readings in front of assembled directors, producers, casting directors, other actors, trying to get the part. Auditioning can be the most terrifying and exhilarating moment of an actor's career. In her series of Tuesday Conversations this month, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked various actors about the agony and the ecstasy of their auditions.
Everyone who ever worked in a newsroom and everyone who didn't loved Lou Grant, the boss of the WJM-TV newsroom in Minneapolis, the epicenter of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Mary!
Mr. Grant.
Come into my office.
Yes, Mr. Grant.
Don't give me any of your back talk.
What is it?
I don't want any liquor on these premises ever again. I hold you personally responsible to see that I never take another drink. Get rid of this.
But why?
Just get rid of it. I don't want any booze in here. Guys do crazy things when they're drunk. Not there. That's the first place I'll look.
Edward Asner played Mr. Grant to Mary Tyler Moore's Mary Richards from 1970 to 1977. Then Edward Asner played Lou Grant again on an eponymous series. Asner has won more Emmys, 7, count 'em, 7, than any male actor in the history of the award. After some college dramas and jobs in a steel mill and the Signal Corps, Ed Asner performed on stages in Chicago, then New York, a series of short-lived plays. From his home in Los Angeles, where a clock chimed in on the conversation from time to time, Mr. Asner remembered his very first audition. He turned to his actress friend Mel Dowd for help. She'd made herself a nice reputation as Lady Macbeth in New York. Asner asked her to do a scene with him from George Bernard Shaw's Man of Destiny.
And I stunk. And she was, of course, very queenly and serene, and they were very happy to see her, and I'm sure she got jobs out of it. I got zilch. And this goes on to a succession of tryouts from then on. Anytime I ever auditioned, I seemed to have bombed.
Wow.
Yes, that's the bad luck I've had with readings.
Well, you're certainly bringing us all to tears, and I think we better cut to 1969 or 70 and get you to tell us about your audition for the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, that terrible episode. I went in there, and I read.
Wait, how did it happen, Mr. Asner? Gee, I almost called you Mr. Grant. How did it happen, Miss? I bet that happens to you all the time. How did it happen, Mr. Asner, that you got called to that audition in the first place? How'd you get the chance to do that?
I had done a two-hour movie, and it was a police chief. Well, Grant Tinker was around 20th at the time, and he liked it.
Grant Tinker was a producer, a big television producer. He also happened then to be married to Mary Tyler Moore.
He just happened to be, yes.
Yeah. So he saw you. He liked what he saw.
Yeah. So they brought me in to read, and I read. I had always been capable of doing comedy, but was always afraid of it because I didn't know how to do it, repeat it. I read it for them, and they said, well, that was an intelligent reading, which means it wasn't funny. So they said, when we have you back to read with Mary, we want you to read it wild, wiggy, funny, far out. And I didn't know what the hell they meant. So I started to walk out, and I said, why don't you have me try it that way now, and if I can't do it, don't have me back. Well, they were taken aback by that.
Yes. You mean you were on your way out the door and you turned around?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I read it like I'm a sugarner.
Like a crazy guy.
Yes. And they just laughed their asses off. I came back a week or two later, and there was Mary in all her radiant beauty. And I began to read, and I read it crazily again. And they laughed appreciably again. And went out the door. Mary looked at them and she said, "Are you sure?" And they said, that's your Lou Grant.
Well, Lou Grant is always described as gruff but lovable, the TV news boss. And it sounds as if maybe your first go-around you were, what, too gruff and had to learn to become a little more lovable.
Well, I just played the secret me, Susan.
What did you say in that scene that you did with her? Do you mind telling us?
That was the interrogation scene about religion, age.
You were interviewing her for a job.
Yeah.
So essentially she was auditioning for you.
That's right. It was the You Got Spunk scene where she says, you don't have a right to question me on that. And I finally rise and I go up to her and I say, you know what? You got spunk. I hate spunk. It was the most powerful moment in theater I've ever had because she played it so beautifully. She was such a captive of me at that moment. The audience was going ooh, goo, goo at that moment. And I had them in the palm of my hand. And it was the best delivery I've ever given in my life.
Wow.
And it was just top, top, top.
But, you know, I think, Mr. Asner, there are so many lessons in this for aspiring actors. I mean, that idea of turning around and saying, hey, will you let me take another pass at it? That's a very unusual thing to do. Do you think young actors, up-and-coming ones, could get away with that?
Yeah, I think they should. I think they ought to. The chance to be different from the herd. The chance to say, I stunk on that one, and I know I can do better.
Edward Asner. In Lou Grant, he created one of television's great characters, hard-working, middle-aged, and repressed twinkly. In November, Mr. Asner turned 72, still hard-working, still twinkly, and of course, still middle-aged. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?